Essem Rafea on the oud, Steve Hopert on the piano. Essem is schooled in Arabic classical music, Steve in Western classical music and American roots. Their group is known as Odiano. Steve tells us that it works on many levels.
It is about Essem's oud playing, but it's largely about his personality. When we're hanging out, we both connect in multiple ways. He's really serious about his life and his artwork and always striving for something bigger and more creative and more open in his work and in his life, I think. And he, at the same time, he can be really playful and silly, which is also a part of my spirit. And so I think that's in the music, both the seriousness and the reaching for something that hasn't been done yet or something really sincere and open, and also something that has a lightness and a playfulness to it.
Steve, when you are playing with Essem, you've said that you are listening to each other at a high level. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what I mean by that is we're doing improvised music, and if we're in a good open state of mind, we can hear something, and sometimes in a split second, the other person just knows exactly what to do. It will respond, either play something that fits right with it or contrasts to it, just like a conversation with your best friend that you've known forever.
Steve, you and Essem have gotten to play quite a few times, and so I know you're tracking audience reaction. How are audiences reacting?
Well, it's really encouraging to me. The music we do is pretty outside the box in many ways, and it's mostly improvised. But at many of our shows, there's been all different sorts of people there, and whether or not they were music aficionados or had heard much Arabic music, I felt a strong reaction from most of the people, and a couple of the shows in particular, just like we would finish a piece or we would do something really unexpected and everyone would like erupt into a laugh or just kind of a vocal exhalation or just immediate smiles. And so yeah, I feel a really great crowd connection at most of the shows we've done.
Steve, where would you like to take Odiano?
Well, we'd like to keep finding better and better spaces where a listening audience is really encouraged. Spaces where it feels somewhat intimate and music focused, so people can really hear the nuance of the interaction that we have that feels so magical. we would definitely like to play in theaters and maybe some jazz clubs and such, but we also have a long-term aspiration of writing some music for orchestra that features piano and oud, almost like a concerto. But I imagine that could also be a really great thing.
Pianist Steve Hobert talking about his oud piano duet with Asim Rafea. For information on Oudiano, an internet search will yield many hits. Oudiano is spelled O-U-D, like oud, Y-A-N-O. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.